Blessed be the name of the Lord God of Israel. May his name alone be glorified. May his name alone be exalted. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. The Ancient of Days. Hallelujah. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day, daily devotional. Before I share with you, let me pray with you. Father, in the name which is above every other name, I thank you, I give you praise. I glorify thee, I exalt thee. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your protection and your provisions. We are grateful, Abba Father. O Ancient of Days, have your way. Speak to us this hour. Heal us. Deliver us. Bless us. Save our souls by your word and through your word. I thank you, O Lord, that you have answered us. In Yahushua's name I have prayed. Amen and amen. I want to welcome all of you to today's Cool of the Day Daily Devotional. How awesome is our God for granting us yet another day. We are grateful. We are grateful. Hallelujah. Please share and invite a brother. Invite a sister. Let somebody join and be blessed. People of the way, today happens to be the 81 or the 81st episode of Back to Eden. Back to Eden. It has been an interesting journey. And by grace, today we are going to continue from where we stopped last time. And it is going to be a new topic. Who is with you? Who is with you? Who is with you? Part 1. Precious people of the way, it is important for us to understand that you can't be alone in this world. Yahuwah created us not to be without people. In fact, right in the garden, the Lord God of heaven formed a woman and brought the woman as a wife unto the man. But if you are not careful with those you are with, those around you, you will live to regret. So today's topic, part 1, who is with you? It's a question that needs to be answered. And this cannot be answered by Google. It cannot be answered by your old you. It can only be answered by Scripture and the word of the Lord. Who is with you? In heaven, Yahuwah cast down Lucifer. Because the people with you can affect your environment, your habitation negatively. And habits are formed or shaped by habitation. And what creates an environment are people. Therefore, He does not entertain sinners in heaven. Now, in Genesis chapter number 3, verse 6, Genesis 3, the verse 6, the Bible says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruits thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Right in the garden, the enemy was able to lure Eve. Paul said he beguiled Eve. And Eve took the fruit and ate it. And the Bible says in verse 6 that she gave some to the husband who was with her. So when she took of the fruit, the husband was with her, and she gave the fruit unto the man. The man also ate it. People of the way, he who has been lured and beguiled was still in the garden. It was not outside Garden of Eden. She was in the garden. And when she took of the fruit, she gave some to the man who was with her. If Adam knew that Eve was no more Eve, if Adam knew that something had happened, if Adam knew that she who was with him has been lured, has been deceived, I believe strongly that he wouldn't have eaten the fruit that Eve gave unto him. Who is with you? It can be your partner, your wife, your co-worker, your brother in Christ, your father, your mother, your sisters, and your brothers. There are times we think that as they were, so shall they be forever. There are times the perception we live with, the life of assumption, we often think that as it was from the beginning, so shall it be. But I tell you, man can change. Your friend you met, your husband you met, your wife you met, perhaps there has been a great change. Eve has been giving and serving the husband. Eve has been sharing because love is sharing. Eve has been sharing love with the husband. In fact, the Bible calls her a helpmeet. She has been doing it right in the garden. But this time around, there has been a change. There are times the people we met who were prayerful, the people we met and they were on the highway of holiness, believing in the doctrine of holiness, those who were prayerful, those who wish to make heaven, those who were partnering with you on the journey to the final destination called heaven, perhaps there has been a great change. There come at times that the people who are with us, we don't discern. Men are quick to discern new people, but they don't discern the old people. Anytime a new person comes into their life, they meet a new person, they use discernment. But for the old, they don't use discernment. A man might have changed. A woman might have changed. And because Yahweh gave them to us, does not really mean that they will not play careless for Satan to corrupt them. Yahweh can in fact bless you with a man, bless you with a friend, a business partner. But I tell you, Satan has a way of corrupting them. Therefore, there is a need for us to open our eyes. If it were to be today, always Eve will bring food from the kitchen and serve the husband. The husband will not discern again. The husband will not even pray over the food. Because this is the woman who has been serving food for years. This is the woman who has been giving and sharing. This is the man who has been giving. This is the man who has. But the question is, are they the same as you met them? Has anyone talked to them? Listen to me, beloved. There are people with you now, and if you don't take care, their fall will equally lead to your fall. You see, one nature of man is this. Man falls, but not alone. Man never wants to fall alone. If you doubt, one fall of a man affected all of us. Now listen to me, child of the Most High. The nature of man is in such a way that when they fall, they don't want to fall alone. They want to fall out with many. Because their old nature is the nature of the devil. The old man is actually the serpent. That's why you need to be born again. And when Lucifer fell, he did not fall alone. He still alone brought one third of angels. He brought them. He still pulled them down. That is the nature of the old man, which is the nature of Satan. So when a man is falling, they wish to fall with others. They always want partners in crime. Man is in such a way that they don't want to pursue things, journey alone. Therefore, they fall with others. You can imagine if he fell alone. But it's rather unfortunate that Adam also ate it without asking questions, without discerning. People of the way, the old man never want to die alone. The old man never want to die alone. They never want to die alone. Likewise is Satan. The second death, which will happen in the lake of fire. I tell you, he is going to be with thousands and millions. That is the nature. Therefore, we have to be very careful with the people we are living with, the people we fellowship with, the people we dine with, and the people we run business with. You see, especially giant trees fall with many trees. If you have been in the forest before, and is close to the forest, and you farm, you understand this. Anytime a giant tree falls, it falls with others. It breaks others. Anytime a tree falls, it falls on others. And by the time you realize that giant tree has fallen with all those which were on its way. Likewise is man. You see, Eve was a helpmeet. She was brought in because of the first problem which was found in Eden. It was not good for a man to be alone. It was a problem. So she was a solution to that problem, that first problem identified in the life of man. Now, we can see her as a giant. We can see her as a solution. Her fall led to the fall of the man. And the fall of the man has led to the fall of all men. Analyze this and think about this. Who is with you? Who is around you? Who are you with? You see, this morning, it is part one, an introduction. I want you to ponder over this the whole day and ask yourself questions. Who is with me? Who is with me? Because if you don't ask these questions and begin to discern and recheck the people around you, Satan can be speaking through them and you may take it as their normal voice. There are times we become okay and used to the voice of the people around us. And when Satan starts speaking through them, we have no idea. We end up embracing. We end up, hearkening onto those voices without discerning. Oh, he is my father. She is my mother. She is my sister. She is my wife. He is my husband. No. It is only Yahweh who changes not. Especially this generation, many people have fallen. Many people are no more who they were. You see, a man can change and the container has not changed, but the content has changed. Satan will not change the container. He will run away. He will rather put his content in that same container, and you are going to embrace that container. So when people change, it is not their facial look. It's not the change of the skin of their color. Some of them can continue to talk meekly. They can talk slowly. Some can walk there will be no change in the way they dress. They won't dress like a serpent. They won't dress like Jezebel. They won't dress like Pharaoh. They won't dress. But I tell you, it is about the content. And the content is always invisible. So Satan will craftily come in and change the content of the container you are used to in order to minister to you, speak to you, feed you, and lure you. Wow, this time around, the food from the kitchen was not questioned because it has been Eve who has been cooking for Adam. Just for you to understand, I'm bringing it in our today's world. But guess what? It was a forbidden fruit. Guess what? The man did not ask, where from this fruit? Is it from the tree of knowledge of good or evil? This time around, he did not ask anything because he never thought that this is what is going to be. If they did not also explain to him, and it's because they have been there, and it is Eden and not Egypt. It is Eden. It is Eden and not Assyria. It is Eden and not Sodom. It is Eden. A life of assumption is so killing and dangerous. I'm going to end here. Ponder over it. Who is with you? Who is with you? Who is with me? Have they changed or they are the same? May Yahweh bless you. May He increase you. May your day be blessed. I pray that you will walk with discernment today. I pray that your eyes will be open. I pray that grace will be sufficient unto you today. That anytime the enemy come your way using containers with a bad content, you will discern and you will not fall for it. May Yahweh cause help us to come your way today. May your table be full and may your pocket never go dry. It is my prayer that which is on your heart will be granted unto you in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Amen. Take care of yourself. Don't forget about the coming homecoming. Prepare and come and let us fellowship together. It is promised to be life-saving program. Yahweh bless you. Share it with friends and family. It will be published on all the podcast platforms. Take care of yourself and know that He is coming soon. Bye-bye.